Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen, and I'm here with Kelly Sidorick again, our depth of field columnist. And we're going to talk a little bit about like a new way to approach community building for rural communities today. So, Kelly.
Thanks, Lisa. This was some of the ideas that we heard at the Canadian Beef Industry Conference recently in Saskatoon with presenter Becky McCrae. But she was really talking about for revitalization of small and larger rural communities, that the old way of trying to get things going really isn't always working. And we should start looking at new ideas and approaches that, for one thing, can be considered simpler, I guess.
Yeah, I think from what you told me, that was really the take-home message. And I think we can see a lot of the time that rural communities, a lot of them are struggling with these things. So, yeah, she just kind of had a different approach to kind of get, I think, younger people involved.
Yeah, most definitely. But the idea that, you know, going through the process that we maybe traditionally would have where, okay, there's a need for X, so we need to form a committee, we need to try to get everybody together and, you know, then do a feasibility study and then carry on. You know, that can really be time-consuming and encounter many barriers. So she was trying to say, you know, do something that's more streamlined and simpler. One of the examples she said was, you know, there was a community that was really wanting to have a microbrewery, but instead of trying to figure out different ways, first step was, let's start a home brewers group. And so from that, you know, trying to set the environment and the tone where those people could gather and learn and share. And I guess, you know, it goes back to the idea of actually starting a movement. And from that, different things will emerge in the economic development arena.
Right. So I could see maybe a microbrewery sounds like a super amazing idea, but are people actually going to be interested enough to do it once you get to the end of that process,
exactly. So, do you have the people in your community that are already, you know, down that pathway? You know, so there's a lot of testing, I guess you will, sort of informal feasibility study by starting a group and seeing where that can go.
Yeah, and it's much lower risk.
Much lower risk and commitment, you know. Just even, you know, some of the ideas that were really to keep it simple. And, you know, the ideas don't have to always be grandiose. And Becky talked about the small community with the teenagers that didn't have a movie theater. And, you know, how can they achieve that? Well, that's a pretty lofty aspiration, building a movie theater, right? But then they came together and they had some ideas and some energy and ended up doing a pop-up screening, if you will, or movie viewing in a gym somewhere. So realizing that there is a bunch of different ways that we can achieve some of these goals. As we talked, you know, maybe that's a shift in perspective that we need for some of our farm and ranch teams too. You know, like there's different ways that we can accomplish some of these things. And what could that be?
Right. What kind of strikes me just talking to you right now is it's really, because whether you're talking about volunteer organizations or farms and ranches, we're all facing labor problems, right? Like labor shortages. And maybe that's partly why this works, is because it is more efficient, because you're not spending a whole bunch of time striking a committee, going through all the bureaucratic stuff. You're just kind of getting right to the goal.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And also, if you can use the unique energies of the skill sets and interests that are on your team, that somebody really is, loves the idea of having a pastured poultry enterprise for whatever it might be, you know, something like that, that you can, that's, you know, fairly low risk and involvement and, you know, just trying to do a small trial, if you will, to see where that can go.
Right. Yeah. I think there was like another example as well related to the sort of like the classic town cleanup day, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the idea that in the one particular community, there was a need for banding together and figuring out and getting some more, you know, cleaning projects really going on. And then one of the entrepreneurs just said, you know what, I'm just going to do that on my own. And so for her business, you know, went out and cleaned the sidewalks and picked up some of the garbage and then did a hashtag that she shared on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously coming up with a clever hashtag helps, but linking in the community. So pretty soon other businesses were doing the same thing and banding together. So again, it didn't have to be a big day of doing it, but each people, as they could participate with their own resources and time, got on the bandwagon, so to speak.
Yeah, you can really see something like that working versus trying to find a day that works for enough people to actually do the big town cleanup, which, I mean, those are great. I participated in that. There's sort of a community building aspect beyond just picking up garbage, right? Mm-hmm. But you can see how that would really work well, too.
And, you know, some of her ideas, too, that just, you know, I think that keeping in mind some of those aspects is, you know, of the community building aspect of what can make that more enjoyable. Well, obviously, in many of our communities, something that's super family friendly, the kids can come, right? Have a hot dog roast at the end or something that, you know, it's not just a bunch of drudgery, but how can we make this fun and enjoyable as well?
Right. Yeah. You mean people consider picking up garbage change?
Yeah. So, you know, and even the ideas, it makes me think of the one farmer that we've talked about that has, there was other motives here, but the fencing day where they included all the professionals from their, that are part of their business and to come out and build a fence, you know, but it was fun and celebratory and then enjoyed some homegrown local food at the end of it. So,
those are really cool. Just sort of, they're not like grand, giant initiatives, but like I think that kind of stuff does make a difference. And so did she talk, and so she kind of used the word movement a lot.
Yes. So that, you know, trying to find things that people are actually just really interested in and drawn to, and then they will, in a small degree, you know, can build into something bigger without a gigantic time commitment. Like, you know, Lisa, would you like to join this board? You know, it requires X, Y, Z and all this time. And there's a fiduciary responsibility. It's like, well, we just want to have a day-long festival. It doesn't need to be. And I think being able to support that as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, there's more than one way to skin the cat, as I said. Not that you should go skin cats.
But the different approach that, and I think again, you know, really recognizing, and this applies to our own operations, that you know, some of the ways through technology that the younger generation is doing things is frankly quite different, and being open and embracing, supportive and encouraging that, which is all easier said than done, right? Because it means change and it means a new way of doing things, which isn't always something that's easy.
Right. Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Kelly?
No, I think, that sounds great.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, as always.
Good. Thanks, Lisa.